I'd first of all like to give you greetings.
首先我向大家问候。
Today we celebrate two different holidays.
今天我们会要庆祝两个不同的假期。
On the one hand,
有一个
it's appropriate to say Happy New Year.
我们很适当的祝大家新年好。
And I can see many here are dressed for New Year.
I can see many, 我可以看到很多人都穿的有新年的服装。
On the other hand,
另外一方面呢
most of the Western world is celebrating a holiday called St. Valentine's Day.
那么很多西方的国家现在今天都庆祝这个情人节。
This is a very old, church holiday.
这是一个很古老的教会的假期。
Appearing in calendars on February 14th,
在这个日历上是2月14号,
as old as the year 486,
在一直追溯到公元486年。
And there are many stories surrounding this Saint Valentine.
关于这个情人节有很多不同的记载。
And the most common thread,
最普通的, 普通的,
was that he was some kind of pastor of a church,
他是一某一个教会的牧师。
Who was martyred in Rome?
他是在这个罗马殉葬。
During one of the earlier days of the Christian Church.
在这个早期的基督教会里面。
But this morning,
今天早上,
we're not going to talk about St. Valentine's.
我们不会谈到情人节。
And we're not necessarily going to talk about the upcoming New Year.
我们也不会谈到新年。
As Pinion so aptly noted the last time he preached,
在我上次讲到的时候,
we are a church at a crossroads.
谈到我们是一个在十字路口的教会。
In fact, I would say that one of the most important things that we're going to hear concerning the direction of our church is found in our text this morning.
So 我可以告诉你们，在这个我们的记圣经记载里面有一个教会的基础。
As you all know, we are currently a church without a pastor.
大家都知道，我们现在教会没有牧师。
We do not have one person or even one solid group of people who are leading the church from a biblical perspective.
我也没有一些人能够在这里带领我们的教会按照圣经的原则。
We have a committee of people who are searching for a pastor of the church.
我们有一个小组在寻找我们的牧人。
And the man whom we choose to be our pastor is the one who will set the direction for this church.
我们要呼召的一位牧师会将来为我们的教会决定以后的方向。
And so I would argue that the most important decision that our church makes in the next couple of years,
我想在未来两年中我们教会最重要的一项工作
is the decision of the man that we will choose to lead this church.
是我们要选一个呼召一个什么样的人来带领我们的教会。
Now the New Testament gives three different words to describe and to state who this man is.
在这个新约圣经里面用三个不同的字来称呼这一个人。
In our text this morning in 1 Timothy chapter 3,
在我们今天读的经文提摩太前书第三章。
In verse 1, it's the word bishop or overseer.
在这个第三章第一节说谈到一个名字叫监督。
He's the one who's standing over and who's managing the affairs of the church.
他就是管理教会事情的。
Look over at the book of Titus.
我们现在翻到提多书。
Just two books over.
在提摩太前书后面。
In Titus chapter 1,
提多书第一章,
we have another list of qualifications.
这里有另外一个记载这些人的资格。
In Titus chapter 1 verse 5,
第一章第五节,
this leadership is called an elder.
他把这一个领导的人称为长老。
And an elder describes the wisdom and the experience of the man.
那么长老是代表这个人的经验跟这个人的智慧。
And as we also read this morning,
我们今天早上同样也念到,
if you look in 1 Peter chapter 5,
在彼得前书第五章,
he uses both the word elder,
他用了长老,
And in the command he uses in verse 2, he says to shepherd the flock of God, or literally to pastor the flock of God.
所以在第二章第二节里面，他说他一定要牧养群羊。
So the leadership of the church is described as a pastor, is described as an elder, is described as a bishop. And these three words are used to describe one office. In our church, we believe that churches should have two offices. And so we have both the office of a pastor, which is currently vacant. And we currently have four deacons. And we'll be speaking more about the deacons next time. But if you look in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, and if you remember throughout this book of 1 Timothy, Paul is giving Timothy a series of charges, a series of commands concerning how a healthy church ought to be run. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he begins with the command that the most important thing for a healthy church to do is pray. And we saw from chapter 2, verse 8, that the people who ought to be leading publicly in prayer,
在第二章第八节看到人要在公众面前领
is the men in the church.
这个领导的人就是教会里的弟兄们。
A church will never thrive
一个教会不会成功
without male leadership
没有弟兄们, 或者是男人的领导。
And male leadership who is spending their time in prayer on their knees before God.
所以男人的领导应该在他们跪在地上在神面前祷告。
We saw in verses 9 through 15 last time, especially concerning the women in the church, that a woman's role is not to be the teacher and the preacher in the church, but her role is to stay at home and to raise the children in a godly fashion. And so in chapter 3, Paul is going to give Timothy commands concerning the two offices within the church. What does a pastor look like? What does a deacon look like? And we'll look at the pastor's role this morning. And so the introduction is in verse 1.
所以这个介绍是在第一节。
The scripture says, "The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer, he desires a noble task."
人若想要得监督的职分,
if you look in verse in this verse, it says, if anyone aspires to the office of an overseer. First of all,
第一首先,
the office of a pastor,
这牧师的职责,
it has to be something that a person wants. As we read earlier in 1 Peter chapter 5, this is not something that he does out of compulsion, but he does it willingly. So if a man comes to our church and says, "Well, I've been trained for the ministry, and I used to have some other sort of job, but I think the Lord might be leading me in ministry, but I'm not really interested in pastoring a church," then we probably ought not to be interested in him. I'd also like to say this about this verse.
我也这样子形容这个人。
This list of requirements that we are looking at,
我们现在所念的这一些条件,
ought to be the goal of every single believer here in this room.
应该是我们现在这里每一个信徒所要追求的目标。
So it's not that we have the standard of pastor way up here.
我们并不是说我们给牧师的标准高在上面。
And the standard of deacon over here.
给这个执事们的条件稍微低一点。
And if you're a person sitting in a pew, well, you can just live like a Christian down here.
所以像你们不能坐在这边的人，可能你条要求更低一点。
This ought to be how every Christian lives their life.
这些条件应该是每一个基督徒过他们基督徒生活的标准。
And so although this is the minimal requirements for the pastor,
所以这个对牧师来说是一些基本的要求。
This is how every believer ought to be living their life.
这也是每一个信徒应该这样子来过他们的生活。
And so we look at the commands.
所以我们看这里面的命令。
And it begins in verse 2 with the minister's positive attributes.
所以第二节开始讲有关这个牧师的正方面的条。
These are things that must be true about him.
这些一定要对，这个人一定要有这些好的条件。
And here that there are listed visible attributes.
这些是我们可以看得出来的这些特征。
These are things that if you were to ask other people about this man,
你假如要问其他人有关这一个人的特征,
and if you would look at the manner in which he is living his life,
你要想知道他怎么样过他的生活,
you could say that these things are true about him.
你就可以说他是这样子过的。
The first one is,
这第一件事,
that he is above reproach.
毫无指责。
This does not mean, first of all, that he has no sin in his life.
这并不表示说在他生命中没有罪。
It does mean, however,
可是呢，是这样子说的。
That his character is of the highest quality.
他的品德是有很高的。
That if somebody looked at him and made an accusation,
当有人看到他要控告他的时候。
Everyone else listening to the accusation,
每个人听到有关他的控告,
would say, I know that man.
就说, 哎, 我认识这个人。
He's a good man.
他是个好人。
He would never do such a thing.
他不可能做这些事。
He would never commit such a sin like that.
他不会犯这样子的罪。
And so that he must be above reproach.
所以他必须无可指责。
He is so well trusted.
他大家都信任他。
That no one has to question his character at all.
没有人会怀疑他的品德。
It also says
也这里也这样说,
that he is to be the husband of one wife.
只做一个妇人的丈夫。
Now, many think that this means that a pastor should never have been divorced before.
有人认为这就认为这就是说这个牧师是不应该离过婚的。
And I think that this is part of the answer.
我想这只是一部分的回答。
But I don't think that this is all of the answer.
我不想这就是全部的回答。
There have been people before who have been divorced.
有人是已经离过婚的。
Who remained within the pastoral ministry.
仍然是在做牧师。
But I think the problem with divorce falls more under the command in verse 4.
可是我觉得有关这个离婚的可能要从第四节里面来好好解释。
That he hasn't managed his own life and his own household well.
他要好好管理自己的家。
And so his marriage fell apart.
假如他没有好好管理家，他的婚姻就。
But this idea of husband of one wife.
那么这里说只要做一个妇人的丈夫。
Carries a much stronger idea of a husband who is completely and totally faithful to his wife.
是形容一个人他对他的太太是完完全全的忠实。
If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 5.
你假如看提摩太前书第五章。
In verse 9,
第九节,
the same type of phrase is used concerning the widows of the church.
这记载在这里有关教会里的寡妇。
And those widows who are to be supported,
这些寡妇要在教会里面接受供养。
In verse 9, first of all, are no less than 60 years of age.
在这个第九节说必须年纪到六十岁。
And second of all, they have been the wife of one husband.
而且只做过一个丈夫的妻子。
And so, for a widow to receive a salary by the church, She must have lived a life that was faithful to her husband. For a man to be leading a life that qualifies him to be a pastor, he must be known as one who has been faithful consistently to his wife. This does not simply mean that he is not a man who has many affairs with other women.
What's that again?
This does not mean that this is a man who is unfaithful with his wife to other women.
So this does not mean that this is a man who is unfaithful with his wife to other women.
It's much more than that. This is a man whose thoughts and mind are pure. And so he's not looking at other women as objects of desire. He has eyes only for his wife. He's not looking at pictures of women on the internet. In magazines. Or on movies. He is a man who is so faithful to his wife that he has eyes only for her. And these are his visible attributes. There are also some internal attributes that he has. It says that he is sober-minded and self-controlled and respectable. The concept of sober-minded is that of clear thinking. He's one who has a good mind on his head. He's not one who gets involved in strange theories and conspiracy theories concerning various things about the Bible. There are many present day preachers and teachers on the radio. And on the television. And they like looking at the various news stories. And then they like searching through the Bible to look at the various different kinds of prophecy. And then they like pointing out, saying how various people look like they may be the Antichrist. And they like pointing out how all sorts of prophecy may or may not fit together with contemporary news. Now, I'm one who loves the prophetic books of the Bible. But I'm not one who likes looking for the Antichrist under every bush and tree. These are people who are not thinking clearly. And they're trying to make connections that do not exist. And their books become very popular. And people like to follow them. But this is not the kind of person that we want to follow. The kind of person that gets caught up in all of these ideas. They're not thinking soberly. He needs to be self-controlled. When the pressure of life is put on him, and someone does something that he does not like, does he lose his temper? Does he lose his temper when his children are being acting in an inappropriate manner in church? Or does he lose his temper with his family at home? Does he fly off the handle and yell when something does not go his way? He must be self-controlled. The version I'm looking at translates this next word as respectable. And I think that this is a poor translation here. And here's why. If you look back just a few verses at chapter 2, in verse 9, Paul is speaking of the clothing that women are supposed to wear. And it says that they are to adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty. And this word modesty, this word respectable, is the exact same word that's used of the pastor here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2.
那么这所谓的这个端正，正派跟这个端正就是这里同一个字。
He is to be a modest man.
他一定要是个正派的人。
That is to say, he is not to be the kind of man who's acting in a manner so that everyone says, look at him.
他并不是一个人，人家每个人说，你看看他的行为。
Doesn't he dress so nice?
你看他是不是穿得很好？
Doesn't his hairstyle look so good?
他头发是不是很流行？
Aren't his shoes so finely polished?
他的鞋子是不是很擦得很亮？
Isn't he a fabulous preacher?
他是不是一个很好的传道人？
And so he's a person who desires then to get the attention of the world by the way in which he lives his life.
他是一个人，他想要以他的生活的方式来吸引人家的注意。
And a man who lives his life in that manner
一个活这样子活的人,
is not qualified to pastor a church. And so there's a level of modesty.
所以这里面有一个观念就是正派。
The third one is his actions and abilities.
所以第三个是谈到一个人的行为跟他的能力。
And there are two words here.
这里有两个字。
The hospitable, and able to teach. First of all, this man is to be one who is hospitable. Literally translated, it's a lover of strangers. It's a person who can go up to someone that he's never met. He can have a conversation with him. He can learn a bit about him. He can bring him over to his house to have a bite to eat. He can take him out to a local restaurant. He can sit down and he can have a conversation with the man. So he's a personable man. He's a friendly man. His home and his life are open to the people of the church. So that they can look in. And so that they can be a part of it. It says that he must be able to teach. In this entire list, this requirement is the only ability that a man must have. It's the only actually learned skill that he has. He has to have the ability to read and understand the scriptures. And he has to have the ability to present them to the people in a manner that they can understand, that they can learn, and that their lives can be changed. So we've seen that the minister, there are certain things that must be true about him. Verse 3 describes the minister's negative attributes.
第三节是形容这个人的
These are things which cannot be true about him. And I've broken these up into three areas. His lifestyle, 他的生活的方式, his reactions,
他的反应,
and his motives.
他的动机.
Let's first of all look at lifestyle.
我们看他的生活方式.
The first one in verse 3,
在第三节的第一个,
it translates it not a drunkard.
不饮酒之事,
or literally, not one given to wine.
换句话说,不酗酒.
Now, the concept of this word is not simply limited to the areas of alcoholic beverages.
当然这里不仅仅是谈到有关酒的。
Certainly, it does apply that the minister is not to be one who is given over to alcohol.
当然这是不应该喝这个有酒精的饮料。
But the idea of being given over to wine has a much more strong idea of living one's life in excess.
可这里所提的就是说他在这个饮酒方面是超过分量。
And there are many excesses in which a man can live.
人可以有不同的方式活。
If the minister has a 10,000 square foot home,
假如这个牧师有一个一万尺的房子,
and he's married and he has two children,
他结了婚有两个孩子,
that may be a little bit excess
他这样子为也许会过分,
for what he actually needs.
超过他所需要的,
if the minister is driving a $100,000 car,
假如这个牧师开的是个一万块钱的车子, 10万块钱的车子,
a fancy sports car,
很好的跑车,
it's not necessarily wrong to own a sports car.
It's not, 开一个跑车没有什么错,
but he's living his life in excess.
可是他的假如他是过分的消耗费的话,
if the minister spends 3 days a week on the golf course,
假如这个牧师每一个礼拜三天打高尔夫球,
there's nothing wrong with the game of golf.
打高尔夫球并不坏,
but he may be living his life in excess to the game.
他可能也在过分的浪费。
So he cannot live his life in excess, not in areas of alcohol.
所以他不能够在他生活中过分的消费使用酒精的饮料。
Also in areas of finances.
同时也在这个钱财方面也是一样。
In areas of recreation.
在这个他的娱乐方面。
In areas of his personal tastes.
在他个人的喜好。
If he's going to out to dinner 5 nights a week,
假如他每个礼拜有5个晚上出去吃饭,
and eating a $60 steak every night,
每天晚上吃这个牛排超过60块钱,
he's one who's given over to the excesses of life.
换句话说,他的生活是过分的浪费,
and he's not qualified
这种人不适合做牧师,
to be a pastor of a church.
做一个教会的牧师。
In his reactions,
他的反应,回应,
it says he's not violent but gentle.
所以他是不乱发脾气, 很温和。
And here it carries the idea not of physical violence,
这里所谈的并不一定是, 打人,
but in the nature of his leadership style.
这只是他领导的一个方式。
I've been in churches
我有去过有些教会,
where the pastors and the elders have ruled with an iron fist.
这个有的教会里面的牧师跟他们的长老用很严厉的方法来控制这个教会。
And you better not go against the pastor.
你不要, 绝对不能够违反这个牧师。
Because if you do, he's going to do something to you about it.
假如你要做的话, 他会报答你。
He's going to do everything he can to control every decision that the church makes.
他用一切的方法来控制教会里所做的一切的决定。
And this is usually a man who's trying to lead by the force of his personality.
这也就是一个人想要领导一个教会，用他自己的这个生活的方式，自己的方法来领导。
And he says, I'm the pastor of this church.
他说我是这个教会的牧师。
And so you will do what I want you to do.
所以你要做我要你做的。
And this is not how a pastor leads.
这也不是一个牧师应该用来领导教会的方式。
Look over at 1 Peter 5 again.
我们回到彼得前书5章。
It says in verse 2, to shepherd the flock of God.
在第二节, 为要牧养神的群羊。
And in verse 3, look at this.
再看第三节,
it says, not domineering over those in your charge.
也不是辖制所托付你们的。
This is a verb form of the idea of to be a lord over.
这个就是这个辖制的意思。
You are, the pastor is not acting like a king or a dictator over his people. And as Peter explains in verse 3, he does not lead by the power of his fist and of his voice.
所以彼得这里说,
he leads by the example of his life.
他主要是要做群羊的榜样。
And so you look for a pastor.
所以你们要寻找一位牧师。
Let me ask a question.
让我来问你们。
Should Christians be gentle people?
基督徒是不是应该温和的人?
Do you want a church to be a gentle church?
你是不是希望教会是个温和的教会?
You find a pastor.
你找一个牧师。
Who in the truest sense of the term,
他可以的确确是个温和的人,
is a gentle man.
是一个温和的人。
He leads by his teaching of the Holy Scriptures.
他借着教导圣经来带领。
And he leads by the example of his life.
他借着自己做榜样来带领导。
He's not violent, but he's gentle.
他不是有暴力的, 是温和的。
He's also not quarrelsome.
他也不是喜欢辩论的。
He's not looking for fights within the church. This word carries the concept of being a boxer. One who makes it his life goal to live for the next battle. Yes, strong leadership is needed in crisis.
在有危机的时候,
but living the Christian life is not living from crisis to crisis to crisis.
可是过一个基督徒生活不是从一个危机到另外一个危机。
And normally someone who's looking for a fight and who's leading in crisis mentality,
假如一个人他一天到晚在寻找着各式各样危机的话,
he's leading the congregation by fear.
他也就是用这个畏惧来带领他的
Because fear,
因为惧怕,
when a congregation is afraid,
当这个教会里的会众是害怕的时候,
it's very easy to use that, to use their emotions to get any decision passed that you want.
所以这个牧师就可以利用他们的这种情绪来, ,成就他自己要做的事。
So he's not a pastor who's looking for a fight.
所以我们不是要找一个牧师,一天到晚要找寻找纷争的牧师。
Or he's not one who leads by the force of his strength.
他也不是要用他自己的强力的方法来领导。
We see the minister's motives.
我们也要看到有关这个动机的方面。
The scripture says that he's not a lover of money.
所以这里说他不是一个喜爱钱财的。
I'd like to say, first of all,
我首先要说,
that few preachers ever get rich from their preaching. There are some, however,
可是呢,
even some churches within the Twin Cities,
因为甚至于在我们双城有很多教会是这样子,
where pastors own their own private aircrafts.
所以就有些牧师自己有自己的飞机,
and there are some preachers who are on television,
and who
say, are you feeling sick?
你是不是觉得有疾病?
You put your hands on the screen and I'll pray for you.
你把你的手放在电视机上, 我来为你祷告。
And then you write a check to my ministry.
然后你给我的这个事工开一张支票。
And you too can be healed.
你也可以被治好。
These are men who huckster the gospel.
所以这种人,
a pastor who is worth his salt, he does not minister in order to get rich.
If a pastor is 工作而发财，也借着教导而发财的。
If you find a pastor,
假如你找到一位牧师
who's living for his next book deal,
他一直是想到怎么样在发表一本书，写一本书的话
or who's living for some sort of national fame as a pastor,
和他一直想怎么样能够在一个全国里能够做一个出名的牧师的话
you have found a man who is not qualified to pastor a church.
那个人不是够资格做教会的牧师。
In verse 4 and 5,
第四节第五节
we see the minister's home.
我们看到这个牧师的家。
This is what scripture says.
经节是这样说的。
It says he must manage his own household well, with all dignity keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?
要好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
This word to manage,
这个管理这个字
is literally the word to stand before.
也就是说怎么样站在面前。
It's not a word of forceful leadership.
这并不是一个怎么样要用强力来领导。
It's a word used of a person who's gently guiding.
所以这个人在用着温柔的办法来教啊来辅导。
It's used in other passages as a shepherd who's guiding his flock.
在其他经节是表示一个牧羊人怎么样来领导他的羊。
And as we know from the words of Christ,
我们知道从基督的话语里面
a shepherd guides his flock by his voice.
所以一个牧羊人用他的声音来领导他的羊。
He does not kick the sheep.
他不会踢这个羊。
He does not drag the sheep.
He doesn't.不会拉这个羊。
He doesn't beat the sheep.
他不是打这个羊。
He leads the sheep with his voice.
他用他的声音带领这个羊。
And so if you want to know if a minister is qualified,
假如你要知道这个人合不合格做牧师的话,
you look at the interaction that he has between him and his children.
你看他跟他孩子们之间的交往。
And you ask yourself the question,
你问你自己一个问题。
Did he train his children to be obedient?
他有没有训练他的儿女们要顺服
？And even still, does he act towards a gentle and loving manner towards his children?
虽然他跟他的儿女们是很温柔的
，because the same manner in which he treats his children，
他怎么样对待他的儿女
？In which he treats his wife，
他怎么样对待他的太太？
Is the same manner in which he will guide and lead the church.
他也会怎么样来领导一个教会。
That's what Paul is saying in verse 5.
这就是保罗在第五节所讲的。
That if he does not know how to rule his own house well,
一个人假如不能把自己家管理得好，
then how in the world could he ever rule the church of God?
他怎么能够带领神的家呢？
And thus the...His control of his house will reflect his control over the church.
所以他怎么样领在他的家里面领导，他怎么样会在教会里面领导。
In verse 6,
第六节
we see the minister's experience.
我们谈到做牧师的经验。
It says he must not be a recent convert.
他不是一个初入教会的。
And this literally translated is a newly grown plant.
换句话说，就好像一个新生的植物。
And as you know, newly grown plants are very delicate.
你们知道，一个新生的植物是很脆弱的。
They're easily damaged.
它们很容易就会坏。
They're easily broken.
很容易就会被破碎。
And so what Paul is saying,
所以保罗这里所说的
is that there should be a brief period of time.
所以这应该有一段时间。
A period of time after he becomes a believer.
在这个人变成信徒以后，要经过一段时间。
Where he's growing for some time.
所以在这段时间里面，他有成长。
And so he's not easily led astray into temptation.
所以不容易会受到引诱。
He realizes his own shortcomings.
他知道他自己的缺点。
And his own difficulties.
知道自己的困难。
And thus is endowed with a sense of humility.
所以他这样就不会变得很夸大。
Because a person who is newly saved,
一个新得救的人,
and who's very, very quickly thrust into church leadership,
这很快的就把他放到教会的领导的地位的话,
Paul says that this one will be easily puffed up with conceit.
所以
He's one who becomes enamored with his own ability. Oh, he may be a fabulous preacher. He may be a solid administrator. But he's going to end up doing it. Loving his own abilities. Loving himself. And Paul says this man is not qualified to be the pastor. Give him a little bit of time. Give him time to grow. Give him time to realize his weaknesses. The danger that he might fall in. It says he might fall into the condemnation of the devil. And if you look at verse 7,
你看第七节,
you have the minister's reputation.
It
says, moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders. How do the people who aren't Christians, who aren't a part of the church, view him? How do his co-workers, if he's held a secular job, how did they view him in that job? Did he do his work ethically? Was he honest in all of his dealings? Was he a hard worker? What about his neighbors? Those who live around him. Do they even know that he's a Christian? Do they even know how he's trying to live his life? Do they think that he's ethical?
Do they think that
does he help them out when they need it? Do those people with whom he interacts with on a daily basis, do they know and they understand his Christian life and testimony? And it says the purpose of this is so that he may not fall into disgrace. There was a pastor a few years ago. I had the opportunity to meet with him a couple of times. And he had some problems sleeping. And so the doctor, instead of prescribing him any medicine, suggested to him that he have a glass of wine before bed every evening. This was a pastor that didn't drink pretty much most of his life. So that over the period of a few months, one glass turned into two.
先是一杯酒变成两杯,
two glasses turned into three.
两杯变成三杯,
and so on and so forth.
所以越来越多,
until one day,
一直到有一天,
he was stopped by a police car.
他被警察,
he was a well-known pastor in town.
他是在这个城里面很有名的牧师,
the policeman knew he was.
就警察知道他是谁,
and he was arrested for drunken driving.
所以他 被抓起来因为他喝醉酒开车,
and 30 years of ministry,
30年的牧养的事工,
disappeared with one decision that he made.
在他做了一个错的觉悟就完全都死掉,
it was a public scandal,
变成公共的一个坏的名声,
and his ministry was destroyed.
那他的事工就被破坏了.
And so the danger of this is, as Paul says,
我们保罗说, 这里面的危险,
that this man may not fall into the snare of the devil. Let me ask some questions this morning. We realize that this is the kind of man that we want to bring into our church. That very clearly fits the qualifications found here in this passage of Scripture. But if you really want a church that honors and loves and serves God, if you really want a personal life and testimony that honors and serves God, then these qualifications must extend far past your pastor. They must extend to you and your homes. Within the pages of the New Testament, when a church is without a pastor, how it normally worked was that pastors were raised up from their own congregation. They usually weren't looking outside elsewhere for other men. They were men from their own congregation who were qualified. Who fit these qualifications. Is your life above reproach? Or when people look at you, is there a lack of trust? Because they know the type of character that you have. Do you have a sober mind? Are you clear thinking? Is your temper under self-controlled? Do you live your life in excess? For the abundance of beautiful things. For alcohol. For fancy cars. For big beautiful houses. Do you do your work? Because you love the money? Or do you, like Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, or rather chapter
4,
so that you work in order that you might give to those who have a need? Yes, we want a man who fits these qualifications to pastor our church. But even more than that, we want our own personal lives to match these qualifications so that we can raise up men from our own church who understand the Scriptures and who are living their lives in a manner that is pleasing to God and who know the people and who know the situations. We want these kind of men. We want these kind of women. Not only in the leadership of the church, but sitting in the pews. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, you have set forward in your word clear requirements. And we pray, Father, that you would take the words of this passage of Scripture. And we pray that you would directly apply them to the lives of the people here.
当这些经节都直接的在这里每一个人身上应现。
That Father, if there is anyone here that is living their life in excess,
假如在这我们这些人当中有人过分的浪费,
you would help them to love the simplicity.
也不让他们能够喜爱简单。
That if there's anyone here who has a reputation that is not above reproach,
假如这里有的人他有只可以指责的地方,
you would convict them of the specific sins that they've committed.
你要让他们自己所犯的罪给他。
And that you would turn their life around so that they would be living a life that is above reproach. Father, we pray that you would quickly send a man who fits these qualifications and one who loves your word. Send us the right leader that you would have for us. And make us into the right leaders that you would have us to be. We pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.